Welcome to the Whistler Pro-Millionaire Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler today. James, in our last segment, we talked about your dad. So let's talk about your mom today. What, if you could pick, are some of the top things that you learned from your mom growing up?
Well, what I can remember as I was growing up with her is that it would be common for her to be up doing things at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And mm-hmm. Not everyone in my family is a morning person, but I am, and mm-hmm. she is also. And so I would say that's definitely something that I must have gotten from her is, I do my best things, early in the morning. Not a night person. I like to go to bed earlier and that kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. It's kind of funny, growing up and when I was at home, in the house there, there was always things to do. So cooking, cleaning, and this may surprise some people, but sewing, mm-hmm. She loved to sew. She loved to quilt and that kind of thing. So when I was pretty young, I would say anywhere from 4 to 8 or so, 9, maybe there were some of those things that it was a very technical type thing, sewing. And so, I picked it up, just because that's a lot of times what she was doing. So, mm-hmm. Not saying that I am a seamstress or anything like, anything like that. I'm not, anything that's really that technical, but I can put a button on. So,
hey, that's more than a lot of people can do.
Yes, that's right. Sew a pillow maybe. I don't know. I also would say another big part of the things that she was doing would have been, running the books and the office. For the company. And at that point in time, young in my life, it was in our house. It was a home office. So, mm-hmm. Very early, I can remember working on the computer, like entering payables or, just doing data entry type things, if I had time after homework or whatever it might be. So, and I enjoyed that. And so I would definitely say, at a very young age, doing some of those things, just with office administration and bookkeeping. But one of the things that I think about that she would tell me often as a child is that that can't never could. And, it's always stuck with me is, when I hear someone say, well, I can't do that. I always think, well, you probably never will then. Mm. It's just having that positive outlook on making sure that, you have you have optimism and you have confidence to do the things that maybe seem a very big challenge in front of you.
I imagine your experience with her teaching you a little bit about office admin and bookkeeping, I'm sure that helps you run your business. I can imagine many business owners don't have the sympathy for their office staff that you may have, knowing sort of all the details that go into that.
Absolutely. And, I think even as I come into the office, I was familiar with those things. I worked in the field early on, in my, full-time career. But, as I come into the office, that helped me tremendously because I could relate to certain situations. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is and was invaluable.
All right. So if you have any questions about anything James spoke about today, or you would like to work with the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, just give them a call at 540-483-9382.